Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right. Saying 1380 WPHM is part of my DNA. I say it all the time because I've been doing so on and off, more on than off, for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
And Deidre Lynn is here. Deidre, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going to unprogram that from your brain?
It's not going to.
I'm afraid I'm going to say that forever.
Monday morning, it's going to tumble out of my mouth somehow. Deidre, I wanted to bring you in because we're being a little nostalgic today and thinking back to all the good times we've had here.
Yeah.
At 1380 WPHM, which is going to become 105.5. WPHM, and we'll still do the morning show here. I feel like you've been here almost as long as I have. Not quite, but I mean, when did you first land on our doorstep?
Well, I was an intern before the two sections merged, so to speak. So I was an intern at Q Country, and then I came back to the company in 2005.
Okay.
So WPHM had moved in at that point and started board hopping games, doing a lot of election coverage. Jail and bail, it brings me lots of old feels.
You are a great utility player. I feel like every team needs a great utility player, particularly in baseball, somebody that you can put in mm-hmm. any position. And you have always been one of those people because you just know how everything works in here. So if there's a problem, we'll call Deidre. And then Deidre would train other newcomers. How many people do you think you trained over the years?
Oh, my goodness. Dozens.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody that came through during about a decade of time.
And what's funny is, as much as some things have changed around here, there are some of the mechanics of our automation system that are still the same.
It makes me feel, I don't know, just seeing the old computer system still functioning. I mean, the board is different than it was. I remember the big one.
We take up this whole counter, you know, and now it's just condensed to a little Fisher-Price size thing.
Yeah, that was strange, but by and large, yeah, pretty much the same room set up in the same way for over 20 years.
If I were to go into our hard drive, we would find on the server liners, introductions for people that are long gone. I think there's John Hill intros in here somewhere.
I bet.
It's just amazing. Because that stuff just stays in the system. It's just there. Although the one thing that we've never been able to find, this is a tangent. There will be a few of these. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
You grew up around here listening to WPHM, right?
Yes.
You remember the old Downtown Port Huron jingle?
I do.
Downtown Port Huron, Downtown Port Huron.
Uh-huh.
Either side of the bridge. For years, that has been our holy grail. Because there is no, I mean, at some point, Downtown Port Huron Incorporated dissolved. It was no longer was an entity. They weren't using the jingle anymore. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've got, you know, bushels and bushels of old tapes.
Right.
A few of which are still around, most of which just went in the dumpster.
And that breaks my heart a little.
And the jingle was never saved on a hard mm-hmm. drive anywhere. And we have for years tried to find it. And nobody has ever found the old Downtown Port Huron jingle.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
I'm not giving up hope.
No, I'm not
either.
It's
got to be somewhere.
Before I leave this place, I hope that that we uncover it. So you grew up listening to WPHM.
I did, yeah.
What gave you the audacity to say, I'm going to go work there? What made you decide that you wanted to work in the business that you had kind of grown up around?
Yeah, I grew up listening to the radio. I'm from the era where we listened to things with our cassette recorders and tried to capture the songs that we liked. And my high school had a radio station, and I was very shy and reserved. And I thought, I'm never going to break this if I don't do something out of the box. And you have to take a speech class to get on the radio. And I thought, okay, I'll get used to people looking at me, and then I'll go into a business where nobody has to look at me ever again, and it's going to be fantastic. And it was. On my 16th birthday, I made the high school radio station. And then within 6 months, I was interning over at Q Country and loved the people that I met there. And then when I came back, got this new extended family, including the WPHM folks, and news, sports, and all of that was kind of where my heart gravitated to. But as you said, I was kind of a utility player. I did a little bit of everything. But my favorite things that I touched were always the days I got to fill in for Gilmer or Stuckey.
Yeah, Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. And your board op skills are second to none, by the way.
I still miss doing your morning show. I had to go out and do other employment at the same time, and I had to miss that. So I'm glad I get to be in here today because brings that back too.
Well, that's one of the things. So, you know, I've been doing this morning show for 23 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it has changed over time, but, you know, a lot of it's muscle memory. You just know what's going to happen when. I'm going to hit this then and that's then. And people who are foreign to it that haven't done it before come in here and say, how do you do all that? And it's just muscle memory.
It is, but it is so difficult at first. Like, I remember, I still have them actually at home, notebooks filled with, like, back when I first started doing it, there were so many what we would call hard stops where, like, you had to count down seconds to things. And there were so many of them every hour that I wrote them all down. I'd memorize. I'd look as you're talking, like, okay, I'm going to need 4 seconds. No, I'm going to need 3. Oh, he's going to get this one. But sometimes you'd need that second and have to be ready. And it became a point of pride to me.
Yeah.
Of I'm not missing a beat on this show.
We had a business report that ran at 24 after. And it was a satellite feed. So it was going to be a hard start at 24. The news starts at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour precisely. I think there were a couple of other things that were hard starts that you had to meet. And again, when you do it every day, it's not a big deal. But when I would be on remote and have somebody else back here pushing the buttons and not doing it the way I would do it, it's such a frustrating thing.
Because
like, I want to reach for the, no, don't do that. And you have no control over it. But I always could count on you to do that.
I appreciate
a great
that.
Job.
Yeah. It was my favorite thing I got to do.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job. People, and I mentioned this earlier, or I'm going to mention it later. I don't know. This is all pre-recorded, folks, so I don't know when the sequence will be here. But people ask me, what was your favorite interview, your best experience in radio? And for me, really, as I've been thinking about it, it's just all the people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is a family atmosphere, and I wonder, you know, why do I keep coming back after all these years? And as I've mentioned, you know, I have other employment too, but I can't walk away from all of y'all. The listeners make it wonderful. The coworkers make it wonderful. I mean, I look forward to Boat Week, honestly, not because of anything that's going on anymore. It's because we all get to spend more time together.
Yeah, and we need to do that more. We need to be intentional. Especially now that, you know, we visited with Bill Gilmer earlier. It's great to see him. I hadn't seen him in quite a while. Chuck Santoni is retiring, so we got to remember to call Chuck once in a while and get him back over here. It's just all those events where, I mean, you mentioned Boat Week. Boat Week has always been the busiest week of the year.
Absolutely. So much fun from beginning to end. It's like, oh, you want to know if I have plans in July? Like, I'm done. Cut it out. Because leading up, coming out of, you need to sleep for a week.
And people always say, well, do you love it or do you hate it? And I was like, yes, both. It's really busy. It's crazy. We're exhausted, but it's so much fun.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Going out to the start line, those old memories. I mean, I never got to do it, but from shore I would wave.
I've been doing it for the last few years. That was always somebody else's job to go out there and do that. But I've been out there with Ted Everingham, and I just got an email from Ted this week saying you're invited aboard the race committee boat. And I'd be happy to help out if you'd like. So Ted does such a great job on that broadcast.
Well, Ted, if you're listening, you know, there are some other dreams. Okay. it's an amazing. I love how involved that we've been able to be with the community in those events like that.
Yeah.
It's really been a blessing.
Well, and this is so when I was talking to Bill earlier, he said, you know, people need to remember how lucky they are in Port Huron to have a local, not just a local radio station, three, you know, good local radio stations that believe in local programming.
Absolutely.
And local information and news, because there are a lot of communities the size of Port Huron and bigger that don't have local radio anymore.
Absolutely. It's such a sad thing to me, you know, but the fact that we're people that live, work, and play here, and we're talking about it and trying to keep, what is more relevant than what's going on outside your window right now?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It's great.
And, you know, as we look back on, 1380, it's been great. You know, it was a business decision. We got to get rid of, you know, something here. We got to consolidate. It wasn't let's pull the plug on everything or let's pull the plug on local programming. That would have been an easy decision to make. Paul, come into my office. Sorry, we can't support local programming anymore, so you're going to have to go get a real job. No, it was we still want a local morning show.
Yeah.
And thank you, management, for saying that you want me to continue to do it. But, you know, something's got to give. We got to make something go away. We don't want any people, and nobody has lost their job in this consolidation.
Right.
I think it's important to reiterate
Absolutely.
That. But equipment-wise, 1380 is, we're going to pull the plug on it this week.
That's so weird to me. So is it going to be in this room?
Yeah, everything's going to stay the same. All the logos, all these the little, you can't see it on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, like, can I stick one of these in my pocket?
You probably can at some point. Yeah, I'm pointing to all the things in the studio that say 1380 AM. We've got a new logo that you've probably seen on billboards around town. That is going to have to be festooned all over the place, and I can't open the mic anymore and say, hey, you're listening to 1380 WPHM, but I swear Monday I'm going to.
Yeah, you're going
to. Break me of that habit somehow. But Deidre, good to see you. Good to catch
good
up
to
with you.
Good to see you, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks for all of your years of dedicated service here at Radio First in one iteration or another. Congratulations on leaving the fold and going out and getting really good, gainful employment, because you've got a great job and you've got a great career and you've got a great degree. You have really moved forward, but you still keep your toes
I'll
here.
I'll never let go.
No, we'll never let you go. Deidre Lynn, thanks so much. Appreciate it. You can listen to Deidre on WBTI.
Yeah, noon to 6.
Noon to 6.